My scripture comes from the book of Matthew, chapter 7, from verse 7. This is a verse we love, a verse we understand, a verse we recite each and every day. Even if I come to your room in the middle of the night and ask you, what is Matthew 7:7? What will you say? Ask, and it shall be given unto you. So this is the word of the Lord. Matthew chapter 7, from verse 7 to 11. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. Verse 8, for everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Which of you, if your son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give? That is the Father that I want to talk about today. Let us believe and pray. Mighty and ever-living Father, we thank you. We magnify your holy name. We say that indeed you alone are worthy of all praise, worthy of all honor. And today you approach your throne of grace with confidence, boldly, knowing that you're here for us, to speak to us. Open our hearts, open our minds, that we may connect with the word of the season today. For this we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. A mighty hand clap to the Lord, even as we continue. A good father. I remember my dad, now he's passed. One time I was about to go back to school. You know, when you are in secondary, primary, there are usually those moments where you've been at home for maybe a month and it's time for you to go back to school. So this time around, it was a Friday. We had a weekend, and then the Monday we'll be going back to school. So my dad promised us and said, everything is set, your school fees is ready. Monday, narudi boarding. So came Monday, and then something interesting happened. My dad left in the morning as if going to the bank to withdraw the monies, and then he would come back later in the day, and so that he would come out later in the day to take us to school, myself, my brother, and my sisters. And then that whole day, he never came. So that Monday, he never came. The Tuesday, he never came back. Wednesday, he never came back. So mom started becoming, unajua, wasiwasi, thinking, now, where has this man gone to? The kids are supposed to be in school 3 days into opening. They're nowhere. He's nowhere. He went MIA for 2 weeks. We've waited. We've gotten tired. We've just been waiting for anyone to come to our gate and say, we found your dad somewhere. Dead or something. 2 weeks, nothing. Mom already given up hope. We the kids already given up hope. And then we wanted to trust in a God who would say that your dad will come back home. But at that moment it wasn't working. So every morning, myself, my mom would go to the shamba just to dig so that we just take the stress off. So we'll spend the whole day in the shamba, so we'll come back later in the evening at 2 or 3. Just because we were so afraid to stay at home. Then one of the days when we were in the shamba, my mom has already taken the report all over to the police, to my uncles. So everyone is just on the lookout knowing that now it's time for bad news. Then one day evening, my dad came back. And I say that is the most funniest thing. Although it was scary, it was painful, but that was the most funniest thing that has ever happened in my life. So my dad came back in the evening. I could see him walking, coming, and with him he carried, you remember those paper bags you would be given in the supermarket those days, the green paper bags, very big. And he had packed a full pack of mangoes. Amejaza maembe kwa hiyo paper bag. Anatembea walking towards us. And then so my mom is there. I myself am there. My brothers, my sisters are there looking at this guy coming with a paper bag full of mangoes. And then he came, we sat down. He told us a lot of stories about where he had been. In a nutshell, he had gone to an island because he was promised that in that island they were mining gold. And while there, he would come back with loads of gold, sell the gold, get a lot of money. The school that we were in, he was sure if he gets that gold, he's going to take us out of those schools to good schools. He knew that with the gold, my future, Kendra Pando's future, was already sorted out. University fees, maybe even colleges abroad. In his mind, he had already made a plan. And definitely, that is what a good father would do for the kids. It didn't matter we were not at school for 2 weeks. He made sure that he had gone to Migingo Island so that he could get the gold, sell, and then come with lots of money. But what did he come with? Lots of mangoes. I'm just painting a picture of what a father would go through to make sure that the son, the kid's future is secure. But we have a good father who knows us, who understands us, who will not go to Migingo Island to look for gold only to come back with mangoes. We have a good father who says he knows your name. He has numbered your days. He says even in that moment where you feel that your future is bleak, he says, I'm there with you. And that's why my first point says, ask the Father. Let me hear you tell your neighbor, ask the Father. He is giving us an invitation to ask of him. He is giving us an invitation because he knows what we need even before we ask. So approach the throne of grace boldly. That is what I want to encourage us to do. Knowing that he is a father who knows us, who understands us. He has our best. He is there for us. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened for you. He says, call unto me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things that you do not know. Brothers and sisters, ask the Father. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 16, approach the throne of grace with confidence. There are some of us, because of the situations that we've gone through, maybe you are in school, you've not gotten fees. You're out of school, in and out of school each and every day. So the situation has pushed you to a moment where you say, even if I ask God, he won't answer me. Today you are here seated, you don't have a friend. Maybe you are in the second month, the third month, the fourth month. You're there listening to me. You don't know where your next supply for food is going to come from. We have a Father. We have a Father who knows us, who understands us, who is with us in our situations. And so, impartation of uncommon reception is a reminder of what kind of Father we have. Very uncommonly, because we have gotten used to the situations around us pushing us and forgetting who we are serving. And so there is a wedding at Cana, a reception, a wedding at Cana. When we do weddings later in the afternoons, we love doing receptions. There's a reception, a wedding at Cana, and the wine has run out. And everyone is now rushing, because I believe at that time, wine was the most important kinywaji during weddings. So they're there, it has run out, Mary, Christ is in the midst. And Mary says, talk to this man. Sijui alikuwa anafikiria Yesu ataingia kwa hiyo afanye mambo yake. I don't know what Mary thought, but I believe he knew who Jesus was. So, in us asking the Father, we ask of a Father whom we understand, whom we know, is able to do it for us. Another story is also told of Elijah, of asking boldly. 1 Kings chapter 18, 27 to 29, and 32 to 34. I'll just rush through it. And so it was at noon that Elijah mocked them and said, "Cry aloud, for he's a god. Either he is meditating, or he is busy, or he is on a journey, or perhaps he is sleeping and must be awakened." They're there at Mount Carmel, and there's a challenge that is going on. One person against 400 Baal prophets. Elijah against 400 Baal prophets. And they have put the altar ready. And Elijah tells 400 prophets, "Now, this is your time, go. We are on a challenge." And then they start praying. We are living in days where our focuses have been shifted from trusting the Father to trusting the fathers of this land. The fathers of this land will represent anything that promises to answer our needs. Anything else that promises to meet our needs. Four 400 fathers of the land went against Elijah. And I love the confidence in which Elijah carried himself up to the moment of that challenge. The Bible continues in verse 28, says, "So they cried aloud and cut themselves," because Elijah kept on taunting them, if that's the word to use, taunting. Kuachochea. "So they cried aloud, cut themselves with knives, as was the custom, and with knives and lances, until blood gushed out of them. And when the midday passed, they prophesied until the time of the offering of evening, but there was no voice." That is what I want us to underline. "But there was no voice. No one answered. No one paid attention." The gods of the land. You see those three words. There was no voice, no one answered, and no one paid attention. But flip side, see what Elijah goes through. Verse 32. Then the stones, he built an altar in the name of the Lord. He starts by whom he understands. He knows. He has a personal relationship with God. And he says, he starts by building an altar in the name of the Lord. He made a trench around the altar large enough to hold 2 seahs of seed. And he put the wood in order, cut the bull in pieces, and laid it on the wood. Fill 4 water pots with water and pour out on the burnt sacrifice and on the wood. And they did it a second time, and he said, do it a third time. So he's now again taunting them because he has faith. He believes, he trusts in the God that he serves, in a Father who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you ask or imagine. Do it a third time. And they did it a third time. Verse number 36. And it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening's sacrifice that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known this day that you are God in Israel, and I am your servant, and that I have done all these things at your word. Hear me, O Lord. Hear me, that these people may know that you are the Lord, and that you have turned their hearts back to you again. Verse number 38. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood and the stones and the dust, and it licked up the water and that was in the trench. Let's appreciate the name of the Lord. Two choices. Believe in Abba Father. Believe in our Father who knows us and understands us, or believe the second voices that are always thrown out to you. And common reception is tying us back to the giver. Tying us back to the one who says, I can provide for you. I can meet you at your point of need. I will supply all your needs according to my riches in glory. He is our Father. So verse 39, he did it for a purpose. So now when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces and they said, the Lord, he is God. The Lord, he is God. I want to prophesy and say that today, Abba Father is going to provide for you so that people will see and prophesy and say that indeed, the Lord that Peter serves, the Lord that Ken serves, he is the Lord. So ask the Father and he will do it for us. So that is number one. So number two, receive from the Father. Number one is ask of the Father. Number two is receive from the Father. Position yourself to receive. A story is told, and an encouragement. It's not a story, an encouragement that we hear each and every day. That when you pray for rain, go out with an umbrella. When you pray for rain, go out with an umbrella. When you pray for rain for you to be ready to plant in agriculture, prepare your land early. Buy all the things that you need. Have them in the stock so that when it rains, you're ready to go and till the land. When you're praying God for a job, prepare yourself, your CV, put it in order. Prepare your mind how you're going to answer the questions. Prepare yourself. Position yourself so that you're able to receive of the Lord. So when you're doing this, you're not just doing it for show. You're doing it because that is what faith asks us. Faith has put a demand on us. So we are doing this by faith. And so the question is being asked here, is there anything that is too hard for the Lord? What is your answer? Is there anything that is too hard for the Lord? No, there is none. So, by faith, we believe, we trust in a God who is able to provide for us. By faith, we believe and trust in a God who knows us. Even before we ask, he already knows what we want to ask. I also love this story of Elijah and the widow at Zarephath. What do we have in our hands? So Elijah went to Zarephath. He went to the town gate and saw a woman there gathering wood for a fire. She was a widow. Elijah said to her, "Would you bring me a small cup of water to drink?" As she was going to get the water, Elijah said, "Bring me a piece of bread too, please." The woman answered, "I promise you, before the Lord your God, that I have nothing but a handful of flour in a jar and a little bit of olive oil in a jug. I came here to gather a few pieces of wood for a fire to cook our last meal. My son and I will eat it and then die from hunger." Elijah said to the woman, "Don't worry. Go home, cook your food as you said, but first make a small piece of bread from the flour that you have and bring it to me. Then cook some for yourself and for your son." Verse 14, the Lord the God of Israel says, "That jar of flour will never be empty, and the jug will have oil in it. This will continue until the day the Lord sends rain to the land." So the woman went home and did what Elijah told her to do. And Elijah, the woman, and her son had enough food for a long time. The jar of flour and the jug of oil were never empty. This happened as the Lord said through Elijah. Let the name of the Lord be praised. Wacha Mungu apewe utukufu. Wacha Mungu apewe utukufu. Kuna mambo ambayo tunapitia. The things that are happening in our lives, at our families, family levels. Let us have a receptive heart. Let us be ready to receive of the Lord. Maybe you have an issue with land, succession. Things are happening these days. Let us be ready to receive of the Lord who will sort out our succession issues. You're there family-wise. No love, no unity, no unity of purpose. Let me say that. Prepare yourself. Because you're going to be used as a vessel of honor for the Lord to bring unity in your home. You're there at your workplace. Maybe because of the economy, the things are so tough. No new work is coming in. So you're there looking at how you're going to maneuver this situation. But prepare yourself. Through you, God is going to change the tides, change the times. These are times of refreshing because of uncommon reception. These are times of refreshing. Prepare yourself. Make yourself available. Position yourself that God will say, "I look for a man among them who will stand in the gap and build up the wall so that I will not have to destroy it, but I found none." So today we position ourselves for God to use us, to receive of the Lord, to change our environment. Let the Lord use you. Let the Lord use you in your family. Let the Lord find you ready to be used, to change the tides, to change the song that we've been singing. We have representatives of those in leadership here. Maybe you are a PA. Listening to me, you are a PA. Of a governor, PA of, I'm told these days also MPs have PAs. So PA of an MC, PA of an MCA, you're there listening to us. Position yourself to receive of the Lord a word that changes the tides of our nation, that changes the tides of our county. And common reception, receiving, prepare yourself to receive of the Lord. And the Lord will bless us. Amen. Prepare yourself to receive. So we're not only talking about things that will benefit us as individuals, but we're talking about things that will benefit our families, will benefit our homeland, our nation, Kenya, our offices, our workplaces, our businesses. Because these are times of refreshing. The Lord has already declared that it is a time of impartation of uncommon reception. Position yourself to receive. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's appreciate the name of the Lord. And so, it says, the jar of oil never ran dry. It never ran dry until when rain came. So, when you receive of the Lord at your workplace, you will never lack. When you receive of the Lord at your home place, you will always be wallowing in joy, in peace, in unity. Because you already positioned yourself and the Lord has done it. He says that status quo will continue all through because of the receptive heart that you had, the receptive heart that I had as Ken in this season. So are we ready to be positioned to receive? Let me see by show of hands. We are ready to position ourselves to receive of the Lord. So that He changes our story. He changes our song. Because today, every day, day in and day out, our song has been checked. Twitter. What is happening in the Kenyan sphere? Today will be another story. Tomorrow will be another story. So I want you to position yourself and say that I will check Twitter and say that, Lord, I want to speak something different. I position myself to change my atmosphere. Position to receive of the Lord. So that is my second point. My third point. The giver of these gifts is our Father. So I captioned that from verse number 11, which says, Matthew chapter 7, verse 11, that says, if you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask of him? How much more will our Father, how much more will my daddy, how much more will my Father, who is seated at the highest of places, and I'm seated together with him there, give me good gifts? Some of the verses just bless my heart on the giver of good gifts, who is our Father. Proverbs, I know this you know, Proverbs 10, 22. The blessings of the Lord maketh rich and add no sorrow. The blessings of the Lord maketh rich. They make you rich, add no sorrow. Sometimes we say that God will bless you. That's a common word we use. Mungu atakubariki hadi ushangae. The giver of good gifts, the blessing of the Lord, makes one rich, and he adds no sorrow to it. I want that to sink in. Just let it just sink in. Because probably you've just heard it in passing. Maybe you've said it, but you've never meant it from your heart. What it actually means, it adds no sorrow. At that place, the money, the promotion you get will not make you stay in the office from 6 to 6 in the evening. You'll get that promotion. You'll do your work from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and you will be productive. You'll not have to do anything more on top of what you've been doing. Just because you had a promotion, it adds no sorrow. There are guys who are seated in the offices till late in the night. They have no time for family. They have no time for themselves. Just because they were given a promotion. Today I want to speak. Promotion is coming your way, but it will add no sorrow to you. In Jesus' name, amen. The things we trust God in our families, that God will release to us. Maybe a sickness, a health challenge. The Lord will bless you. The Lord will heal you. The Lord will heal you. I know somebody has heard me. The Lord will heal you. The Lord will meet with you at that point of need in a health challenge. And there will be no more sorrow. It will come and there will be no more sorrow. Maybe because you think that probably he will heal you by you going to the hospital, using a lot of money for that. No. This is a word that I'm sending right now. The Lord will heal you. And you will have not to go through any sorrow for you to be healed. In Jesus' name. He is the giver of good gifts. He is our Father. So I want to tell you, know your Father. That is all I want to say on Uncommon Reception. Know the Lord that we serve. Know the Lord. When Elijah was talking to the prophets of Baal, he knew well in advance of what was the nature of the God he serves. Do we know the nature of the God we serve? The Lord that we call Abba Father, that you call my Father today. The Bible also says in Matthew chapter 6, verse 8 to 13, that therefore, do not be like them, for your Father knows the things you have need before you ask him. And then Christ, after telling us that even before we ask, God knows. Kabla hujauliza, Mungu anajua jambo ambalo unataka kumuomba. He knows and he understands you. And so in that, he gives us a model of our praying. He gives us a model of how we approach this throne of grace with confidence. He says, and therefore, verse number 9, in this manner, therefore, pray. I know this is a prayer we know. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Christ tells us that we have a God, we have a Father, whom before we even ask of him, he knows what we are going to ask. Before you mention that issue, the Lord has already, he knows. Probably he knew way before that Cain was going to ask this prayer. And so Christ teaches us a model on how we can approach our Father. By praise, hallowed. You give him, you understand him, you know him. So you put him in his place. Our Father in heaven, hallowed. Let's give him the respect that he deserves. Let all glory and honor be put to his name. So he says in Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5 that when we were in our mother's wombs, he knew us. He understood us. He had a blueprint for our lives. So there is nothing that catches him by surprise. And so when you look at this prayer, it encompasses all the angles that our need is exemplified. Be it spiritual warfare, you'll find it there. So at moments of spiritual warfare, the Lord has already given us a template of us at approaching his grace. At moments of supplication where we need to ask of God, he's already given us a template on how to attach ourselves to him. So at the point number three, what I'm trying to say is that let us believe the Father. Let us believe the Father. So number one, ask the Father. I meant know him. Because he is giving us an invitation. So we boldly approach the throne of grace with confidence, knowing that he has given us that call that we can ask of him. Number two, receive from the Father. Position yourself to receive. Wherever area you are in, position yourself to receive. And then number three, because the good Father is the giver of good gifts. Let's appreciate the name of the Lord. And even as you appreciate the name of the Lord, let us be up on our feet. I want us to take like the next 5 minutes just to pray and remind ourselves of who God is in our life. Today we say he is our Father. He says, ask of me and you will receive. He wants us to trust in him. Our Father is giving us an invitation to approach his throne of grace with confidence this evening. Our Father is telling us to position ourselves to receive of him, to receive of his blessing, to receive of his gift in this season. Are we positioned? And then our Father tells us, let us know him, let us believe in him, who is able to give us good gifts. Gifts that don't add any sorrow to our lives. So I want to take time and just pray the Lord that today I'm ready to ask of you. Today that I am ready to trust in you who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all I can ask or imagine. Today I am positioned to receive of you, to receive of the blessing that you have for my family. I am ready in season and out of season to receive your blessing. No, nothing that is happening around me will take me off my position so that when your blessings come, they find me out of place. Tell the Lord that I am there. For my family, I will position myself. For the nation of Kenya, I will position myself. For my workplace, I will position myself to receive of you. And worship the Lord because he is the giver of good gifts. That good gift that you trust God for, he says he has already released it for you. And so, by supplication, release. I know you came with a prayer this evening. Maybe it is a health challenge, a health sickness. You're representing a family member or a friend who is sick. The door is open for us to ask and receive. And common reception, spirit-led belief. We do not know how to pray. Today, I don't know how to pray. You don't know how to pray. But the Spirit that is in us is teaching us how to pray. He's putting his words in you this moment to pray concerning that situation. Because we have a Father who is able to give good gifts. And that is the Lord our God. He says, call unto me, and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you do not know. Ask and it shall be given unto you. Knock, and the door will be opened for you. Seek, and you will find. Because we have a Father who never fails us. We have a Father who, when we call, he answers. He says his ear is not deaf for him to not to hear us. Neither is he blind that he can't see what we are going through. That's why he said he knows you. He understands you. Let's appreciate the name of the Lord. The God, the maker of heaven and earth. The Lord who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or imagine. And so that God is here this evening. That Father that I am talking about says he has opened his hands wide open for us. Not even one will be left out. He is giving us a call. Come, know me, understand me. Know me and ask of me. Believe in me and it shall be done for you. That is the God we serve in this season. And so, in this season of uncommon reception, the table is laid for us. The table is laid. He says, "Ameandaa meza." He has put the table in front of us. His goodness and mercy shall follow us. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Because I know the God that I serve. I know the God that I call my Father. I know the God that walks with me and talks to me and ministers to me at my moments of need. At my moments where things are not so clear, he is always there for us. Let us appreciate the name of the Lord, even as I pray to release us. Are we glad we came? Are we glad we received the word of the Lord? Are we glad the Holy Spirit ministered to us? So be ready to ask of the Lord. Be ready to position yourself and be ready to know the Father who gives good gifts. He gives good gifts for us. Let's pray. Father Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, I bless your holy name. Thank you for this wonderful day that you've given unto us, an opportunity to listen to you. Father, you remind us of what a good Father you are to us, giving us an invitation, a call for us to ask of you, giving us an invitation for us to understand who you are to us in our lives, giving us an invitation for us to receive of you and from you in this season. So as this table is set, Lord, we position ourselves in our rightful places to receive of you. As this table is laid, we approach your throne of grace. Our closets shall never bear cobwebs because we will keep on seeking you. Our closets shall be active because the men and women of prayer today are set apart. The men and women of prayer are ready to connect to you, King of Kings. And so today we worship you because you are our Father who knows all the gifts that we need. And you say that even before we ask, you've already answered. So today I just want to bless your people. Your servants are here at your altar, Jehovah Lord. On this altar, today we declare and say that there are rivers of living waters that flow out of this altar that make this city glad. The rivers of living water that are flowing out of this altar that are touching the people in this sanctuary this evening. Father, the rivers of living water are flowing out of this sanctuary into our homes, into our workplaces, into the nation of Kenya, so that the city will be made glad. So Lord, we thank you, we honor you, we bless your holy name. For this we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And the church said, amen.